What's
pretty
going
good,
on?
Man. Pretty good. The weekend was a
good weekend.
That was victorious,
in DC.
Dude.
Oh man,
our nation's capital.
We went down to our nation's capital, paid a visit to Lincoln.
Dude, it was so, man. I like, it was funny. We were right near the Capitol, and Shane literally had to yank me by my boots to pull me down off the barricades. Oh. I was going over.
Matt scaled every fence he could see.
I was going over, dude.
Of course you were. You're a patriot.
I need to go. I need to take a selfie. That was important for us to go take selfies.
We should have. Yeah, we should have recorded an episode from Pelosi's desk.
We could have.
Easily.
They couldn't have stopped us.
There's no chance they would have stopped us.
But yeah, I was like, I was over the edge. And he grabbed my, he's like, we got a show to do. And I was like, you're right. You're right. Our responsibility is to defense.
And we both put our hands behind each other's necks. And just like, we got a show tonight.
I know we both want to go in there and take pictures of ourselves in those swivel chairs.
Let's go to the Lincoln Memorial and honor this country properly by reading it around a bunch of tourists that don't care and Mexicans taking quinceañera photos. Mexicans love, the lads love getting pictures at
the
memorials.
That was wild.
What an honorable
thing. There
was
a mom and daughter.
I think they do that just to throw it in everybody's face back home.
But they don't.
It's like, we made it, baby.
True.
Look at all, we're at the memorial right now.
True. They could have just been stunting. There might have been no.
I think that's lads stunting.
Oh, you think that was absolutely no quinceañera? Because there was a mom and her daughter in like just.
Prom dresses.
Prom dresses.
How about the
in
mom?
26 degrees. The mom.
How about those cans,
dude? Tamales were out.
That's the one thing I remember from visiting the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
Massive Mexican tits.
Yes, dude.
By the reflecting pool.
It was crazy. I might go back to the reflecting pool and reflect on those big titties.
Just stare in the water.
If you look, dude, that'd be sick if you go in the reflecting pool and you just see big Mexican tits and you're like, oh, sweet.
That's what this country's built on.
They were Fs.
They were Fs. Sure.
They were Fs, dude. They were FAs, dude.
Absolute FAs.
That was crazy. Just getting those bombs in a dress. And she probably gave her a talk before the reflection pool. She's like, Doña, one day your upper thoracic mobility will be trashed, but you will have the biggest titties.
Yes.
That's the quinceañera, just get ready for having Fs, dude.
How do they get Fs out of nowhere?
I don't know. Mexican ladies kind of
they bulk.
Have a couple kids, dude. They fucking... She's probably like, the transformation is near.
The Incredible Hulk.
You are live.
Like, you won't like me when I'm pregnant. And then they're just like,
yeah, she's like, you are lithe and slender, senorita, but we will pop out a kid
and you will transform into a unit.
Into a
fucking wagon. Everyone's going to notice your bombs at the fucking reflecting pool. Those things were fucking crazy.
Dude, they ruled. They stopped me in my tracks.
They did. They were the most awe-inspiring thing we saw.
You went one way, I went another way. I was like, look, you can pull me off that fence, but I'm going to get in front row center to these big Mexican bombs, dude.
Of course, big government tried to stop us from that, too.
Of course.
Capitol Police were like, keep it moving, fellas. And we're like, yeah, right, dude.
I can stare for 7 seconds. That's my legal right as
a
citizen.
That is a legal
right. You're allowed to stare at a woman, I think, for like, I think it's 3 seconds. You're within your legal right to just go.
Yeah,
and then
sense.
Keep it moving. You're allowed. No one can stop you from doing that. I think you can do. I don't know what the age thing is.
How close can you be? That's another. You got to observe Fauci 6 feet. You can't be up in the grill staring.
Oh yeah, I think there is a foot thing. I think as long as you do, I think if you just give it your wingspan. So if you go up, don't touch the grill. But if you go like, I'm legally allowed to do this. I'm measuring the distance I can be, so I can stare at you for full 3 seconds, and I'll be on my way, man. That's my legal right.
Yeah, also you can hit them with a hard stare in passing. If you're both walking on the sidewalk, you can hit them the whole
true.
To the point where you can't turn your head. That's the only thing.
True, yeah.
You can stare as long as you want while you're walking and passing on the sidewalk, but the second you turn your head, it becomes a bit of a harassment issue.
We got to start bird dogging pussy harder, dude.
I think we need to.
Just turning around and just be like, look, I don't want anything. I'm just bird dogging you. Do you ever meet guys that like are in relationships where they're like, I'm going to flirt though? Hey, I'm a flirt.
Yes.
Fucking rules.
Yeah, I haven't run into that in a while.
Yeah, I've run into it.
Guys that flirt?
They're like, I'm a flirt. I mean,
Sid the Kid's a flirt.
I want a flirt.
Sid the Kid likes
flirt. Is he a flirt?
Woodman's a flirt.
Is he a flirt?
Oh, Woodman?
Dude, I don't even, I just pound, if I meet
Beezer?
Women.
Beezer's a flirt.
Is he a flirt?
Absolute flirt.
I'm a flirt. Is that R. Kelly or is that Nick Cannon?
Ooh, might be a combo.
I might be Kells and Cannon.
The ultimate.
First assignment. Can you get the...
Yeah, Gardini, fact check that for
fact us. Fact check. I believe that's Kells and the Cannon.
God, dog, you have a monitor right there. Oh, this isn't good. Noah's in his ass, dude.
Damn, dude.
Noah's on him.
Noah wants to throw him.
Noah,
dude.
Hurry up and get that answer before him. Beat the guard dog.
Noah's the prince. Whose phone was that?
It's just Kelly featuring T.I. and T-Pain.
T-Pint. T-Pint. Oh, man, Gardenia, 0 for 1. I'm struggling. 0 for 1 on talking. He's nervous.
Dude, what about T.I. got fucking slammed with some sexual trafficking charges?
That's all right.
They came at, there was a couple girls that came at him and Tiny.
Who's Tiny?
T.I.'s wife, dude.
I don't.
What the fuck?
Fuck them.
You don't know T.I.'s wife, Tiny?
No.
Yeah, dude. T.I., they had a reality show.
T.I. and Tiny?
And Tiny, yeah. Dude, T.I., apparently, girls are coming out and being like, he was drugging us and forcing us to be like, I think he was a pimp. I think he was, I think he got, I think he actually was.
I think he wore his hat sideways.
I think he was pimping.
He was absolutely pimp.
I think he got in trouble. Has I don't pimping. Think you can be a woke and then be like, also, I was a pimp.
Was he woke?
What?
T.I.?
Well, maybe he's not.
I don't think he's woke at all.
No, you're right. That
I
was
think the, he's like, I'm going to check my daughter's hymen.
True, yeah.
I think he's very.
I think that's his right. Is that his right? I don't think that was. I think that, that's medical. I don't think you're allowed to.
You're probably not, but you can slip the doctor.
See what's going on. You can
slip the gyno $50 and be like,
true.
Yo, is that thing intact?
Just one or two. Just be like, look, you don't got to say anything. Just hit me with one if it's intact. Two if we got a problem.
Yep.
Doctor. Little Paul out, Revere. Like, she's doing good.
Oneth by. Tight as hell. Yes, my daughter's pussy. Tight as hell.
True.
That's all you can hope for as a man.
Well, it's also once.
Have the tightest daughter.
Yeah. Once it's on, though, because T.I. the problem is.
You had a daughter.
T.I. I mean.
That's funny.
That's your honor.
It's the your most
whole,
honorable.
My thing. Whole world revolves around my daughter's chastity, dude.
All right, good. I'm glad you worded that. I was waiting to see how you worded that.
Nah, dude. It's
I was worried.
It's all around her chastity. And I'm going to model it for her.
How
I'm
so?
Just every morning, I'm just going to come down and be like, hey, what's going on? And be like, I haven't came in forever.
True.
This is a chaste household. And we don't do that kind of stuff. I actually am going to do that at my wedding. I was like thinking about this. If on the off chance that Brittany gets pregnant before the wedding and she shows up to the wedding pregnant,
well,
I'm going to make a big.
You can decide that.